Inspired by a number of African-American artists today, the American spiritual, first authored by unknown enslaved bards, remains a standard part of the repertoire of classical vocal performers. The spiritual, whether performed in a recital setting or with just voice and piano, or on the grand stages of concert halls around the world with full orchestral support, is arguably America's first folk music, sustained not so long ago by classically trained artists like Marian Anderson, Leontine Price, Paul Robeson, Simon Estes, William Warfield, and more recently by Jesse Norman and Kathleen Battle. During the socially confusing time around 1623, when Africans from several regions of the West African coast began to arrive in North America's Virginia, they brought with them several artistic and ancient cultural and religious traditions, including the art of music making. By 1640, indications of Africans in the new land being declared slaves surfaced. Court orders in Jamestown around the same period legalized the practice and the eventual widespread institution of slavery in America. Forbidden for the most part to express themselves in the language of their homeland, or for example to employ the use of dancing or drums, religion-oriented singing by North America's newly enslaved people emerged, and in time became widely accepted and readily heard on southern plantations. Slaveholders, firmly rooted in the Christian Judeo-religious beliefs, infused their human property with those beliefs which over time impacted the construct and content of the spiritual, whose textual framework often mirrored the chronicled biblical path of the enslaved Hebrews of old, from bondage to freedom. Bible-based narratives echoed from the windows of rural Paris churches where those outside and enslaved gathered. Normally not allowed to gather in groups, African Americans began to find their own pathway to spiritual freedom. Physical freedom would not come for many generations. Those in bondage would hear the music being rendered inside the churches, and in time, using what we now call a five-note pentatonic scale, popular in West African music, would craft America's first music with a similar hymn-like strophic profile. And though a number of spirituals contained coded messages for escape to the north, a larger number of them centered on freedom, not in this life, but in the next. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.